hello, good morning, and welcome. Welcome to worship. Thank you for coming this morning. If you'll look over on the right-hand side of your bulletin, you'll see in the church calendar that we are continuing our Wednesday night Bible study in the educational building at 6:30 p.m. If you will come, we will feed you a light meal. Agnes Montgomery is going to feed us this Wednesday night. And then we will have a short time of Bible study and prayer together. Our third Sunday fellowship luncheon for April is going to take place on April the 19th. We don't have a host for it yet. We will observe the Lord's Supper on Sunday, April the 5th, which is also Easter Sunday. Now, the Westminster Shorter Catechism, question number 12, says, what special act of providence did God exercise towards man in the estate wherein he was created? And the answer is,
when God created man, he entered into a covenant of life with him, upon the condition of perfect obedience, and upon the
Our call to worship this morning comes from Hebrews chapter 10, verses 19 through 25. Would you read it with me responsively? Therefore, brothers, since we have confidence to enter the holy places by the blood of Jesus, and since we have a great high priest over the house of God, let us hold fast the confession of our hope without wavering, for he who promised is faithful.
And let us consider ourselves to stir up one another to love and good works,
not neglecting to meet together, as is the habit of some,
but encouraging one another, and all the more as you see today from your neighbor.
Sing together the doxology. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Our Father in heaven, we thank you for the confidence to enter your presence that you have given us by the blood of Jesus. who made a substitutionary atoning sacrifice for sinners, and now is our great High Priest, who makes intercession for us at the throne of God. May we draw near with a true heart in full assurance of faith, with our hearts sprinkled clean from an evil conscience, and our bodies washed with pure water, holding fast the confession of our hope without wavering. And may we consider how to stir up one another to love and good deeds, even by our meeting together for worship. And may we encourage one another as we pray in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, who taught us to pray, saying, Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Our first hymn is number 32. Would you please take a hymn book and turn to hymn number 32 in your Trinity hymnal, and let's sing stanzas 1 and 3 of Great is Thy Faithfulness. Confess our faith together using the ancient Apostles' Creed. Christian, what is it that you believe? I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, His only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. The third day He rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From there He will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Thank you. You may be seated. Go to the Lord in prayer. Our great and faithful God, we thank You that Jesus Christ came into the world and the world was made through Him, and that He came to His own people, and even though His own people did not receive Him, to all who did receive Him, who believed in His name, He gave the right to become children of God, who were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. We pray that You would dispel the darkness and the death in our souls. We pray that You would forgive us of our sins. We pray for the sick and the suffering. We pray for Leanne Parker, Bertha McCullough, for Agnes Montgomery's daughter, Lisa, for James Knox Badley, for Summer's friend, Teresa. We pray for those who are ministering to them. We pray that You will give healing in accordance with Your perfect will. We pray for those who are shut in, homebound, for Martha Davis, for Mozella Perkins, for Mary Ellen Lovelady, for Lanice Badley, for Bess White. We pray that You would brighten their days with a sense of Your presence. We pray for the whole church of Jesus Christ, wherever the Word of God is preached faithfully and truly. We pray that through the Holy Spirit and the Word of God, You would build up the body of Christ and increase it in number. We pray for missionaries of Christ all over the world, and particularly for the ones that we support. For those in the midst of danger, we pray for safety. We pray for all of them to be encouraged and for their needs to be supplied. We pray that in our gathering now, that Jesus Christ may be lifted up and honored, and that through the ministry of the Word of God, we may be brought to know Him better and to be built up in our faith. We commit the singing of the hymns, the special music, the reading of the Scripture and the exposition of it to You for Your blessing upon it. We pray it in Jesus' name. Amen. Responsive reading this morning comes from Psalm 100, and you'll find that on page 821 in the back of your Trinity hymnal. Would you please turn there and let's read the words of Psalm 100 responsively. Shout for joy to the Lord, all the earth.
Worship the Lord with gladness. Come before Him with joyful songs.
Know that the Lord is God.
He is and we are His.
Enter His gates with thanksgiving and His courts with praise.
Give thanks to Him and praise His name.
For the Lord is good and His love endures forever.
His faithfulness continues through all generations.
Our next hymn is number 642. Be Thou My Vision. Would you please turn to hymn number 642 and let's stand and continue to worship God by singing this hymn. Go to the Lord in prayer as we prepare to receive our morning offering. Our Father in heaven, thank You for being our Creator and our Redeemer. Lord, we bring these offerings to You this morning as a manifestation of our worship, and pray that You would use the offering to increase the kingdom of Jesus Christ here in this place, and even out into the uttermost parts of the earth. We pray it in His name. Amen. Message this morning comes from Revelation chapter 22, verse 17, and that is found on page 12, 31, and 32 in the Pew Bible. I'm going to read verses 6 through 21. This is the last section of the book of Revelation. And this is what it says. And he said to me, "These words are trustworthy and true. And the Lord, the God of the spirits of the prophets, has sent his angel to show his servants what must soon take place. And behold, I am coming soon. Blessed is the one who keeps the words of the prophecy of this book. I, John, am the one who heard and saw these things. And when I heard and saw them, I fell down to worship at the feet of the angel who showed them to me. But he said to me, 'You must not do that. I am a fellow servant with you and your brothers, the prophets, and with those who keep the words of this book. Worship God.' And he said to me, 'Do not seal up the words of the prophecy of this book, for the time is near. Let the evildoer still do evil, and the filthy still be filthy, and the righteous still do right, and the holy still be holy. Behold, I am coming soon, bringing my recompense with me to repay each one for what he has done. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the first and the last, the beginning and the end. Blessed are those who wash their robes so that they may have the right to the tree of life and that they may enter the city by the gates. Outside are the dogs and sorcerers and the sexually immoral and murderers and idolaters and everyone who loves and practices falsehood. I, Jesus, have sent my angel to testify to you about these things for the churches. I am the root and the descendant of David, the bright and morning star. The Spirit and the bride say, 'Come,' and let the one who is thirsty, and let the one who hears say, 'Come,' and let the one who is thirsty come. Let the one who desires take the water of life without price. I warn everyone who hears the words of the prophecy of this book, if anyone adds to them, God will add to him the plagues described in this book. And if anyone takes away from the words of the book of this prophecy, God will take away his share in the tree of life and in the holy city, which are described in this book. He who testifies to these things says, 'Surely I am coming soon.' Amen. Come, Lord Jesus. The grace of the Lord Jesus be with all. Amen." This is the Word of God. The Word, the grass withers, the flower fades, but the Word of our God stands and abides forever. May He bless the reading of it and the preaching of it to you this morning.
Praise my feet, relieved, and a precious day that praise. chains are gone, I've been set free. My God, my Savior has ransomed me. And like a flood, His mercy rings. Unending love, amazing grace. The Lord has promised good. His word, my hope, secures. He will my shield and portion. As long as life endures, my chains are gone. I've been set free. My God, my Savior, is ransomed. Will be forever.